This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Tuesday. Thank you for waking up with us. Live from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East, Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger here for the final 60 minutes before we hand off to Bet Sweats. Coming up, we will tell you what we saw last night in Jacksonville, the Jags hosting the Chiefs, and Trevor Lawrence stumbling the Jaguars on their way to a victory. We'll get to that. Baseball's playoffs continue to roll on. The Yankees trying to stay alive against the Blue Jays. We'll chat about that with Gabe Lax from USA Today. And then we have the Donkster and our best bets heading your way in just 40 minutes. Also, how do you do? Tip of the cap to our audience on stadium during our final hour. Always great to have you with us. And if you want to stream us, we make it nice and easy for you. Just go to ValleySportsLive.com or download the Bally Sports Live app. You can also find us on YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and more. We begin with wrapping up week 5 in the National Football League. Last night in Jacksonville, the Jags topping the Chiefs 31-28. The Jags getting 3.5. They went outright on the money line at plus 165. Total set at 45 and a hook. The over hits. What a wild finish. Looked like the Chiefs would run away with this game. I mean, they stopped Trevor Lawrence on a 4th-and-1, a 4th-and-goal where he tried to reach over the goal line. It was knocked away. It was a fumble. So the Chiefs defense holds. They go on a 93-yard drive the other way, go on top 14-0. But the Jags eventually get back in the game. They trail 28-24, under 30 seconds to play. And then Trevor Lawrence derps his way into the end zone.
1st-and-goal with 30 seconds left. Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call for ESPN. Lawrence throws for 221 yards and a score. Leads the team in rushing with 54 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Jags in their 8-game losing streak against the Chiefs. This all happens on Lawrence's 26th birthday. And when you heard the reaction of Troy Aikman, who's seen it all as a Hall of Fame quarterback, saying, no way. You know, it's a special play, kind of a dorky play, kind of awkward, but you know what? The Jags get the dub.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't pretty, but listen, it's the full Trevor Lawrence experience. Jenks, I think this might be my favorite highlight of the entire year, just because it wasn't awesome. The fact that he just fell down. He was almost flat on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, he was down to the point where there were several Chiefs players who stopped going. And they're like, okay, the play's down. No. You know, he kept running, and, you know, it eventually cost the Chiefs the game. Like, maybe Trevor Lawrence would have scrambled past him, but still, what a resilient play from Trevor Lawrence and a resilient win from the Jags, who overcame some really big, you know, miscues in the first half of this game where Trevor Lawrence didn't know where the line of scrimmage was and he made a forward pass. You're like, they're paying this guy $275 million? And then he fumbles at the goal line, but that's why you stay in the game. And we've seen this over the past couple weeks in the NFL. You can overcome some of these miscues if you just stay in the game. And what a massive win for the Jags. I feel like this is a team where I was thinking this last night because they were telling us, oh, they've got the throwback uniforms on. You're like, throwback to what? 15 years ago? It feels like a team that doesn't have a ton of history. So they need these big primetime wins to kind of like build some culture. And a team that I feel like a lot of us kind of find untrustworthy. So I felt like this was a massive game in primetime for Trevor Lawrence and the Jags as an organization.
Yeah, the Jags just don't have much of an identity. You know, they play in Jacksonville, which doesn't have a lot of pro teams. They don't have a great history. They've had some moments over the years, but then they've been so dysfunctional in their front office for so long. There was the whole Urban Meyer debacle, and they brought in a bunch of head coaches who just couldn't get it done. So they bring in Liam Cohen, and they draft Trevor Lawrence. So they're trying to sort of identify who they are and what they stand for. And look, they've already matched their win total from all of last season. They're now 4-1. And to give credit to Trevor Lawrence here, it's so interesting watching him play. Also, on that final play where he stumbled into the end zone, it wasn't just because he was uncoordinated. His right guard stepped on his right foot, which is why he fell to the turf initially and then found a way to get in. But he'll have a play where, you know, he's rolling out to his left and Travis Etienne is right in front of him for an easy 6-yard pass. And instead he's like, I'll look to the end zone and try and find BTJ, who's completely covered. And, you know, throws it away. And you're like, what are you doing? Or you talk about when he passes the line of scrimmage, then tries to throw it. And so those are maddening. And then he'll have a moment where it's a brilliant throw downfield or it's a heads-up play at the end of the game. So you see that talent right there, which is why they drafted him number one overall. And you would think if they can win a game like this and Trevor Lawrence can continue to grow under Liam Cohen, the Jags are really opportunistic on defense. They might have something here.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the question that we've been asking ourselves for a while now is Trevor Lawrence going to take the next step? And I'm not sure if like one game sample size, you're like, oh yeah, Trevor Lawrence is officially back because of this like crazy play at the end of the game. But I also think that it's very easy to look at quarterbacks like this and say, oh, well, they're all over the place. Patrick Mahomes threw a 99-yard pick six last night. Whoa. So my point being is that even the best quarterbacks in the league are going to have bad games. Like, there is no quarterback that's just straight up good, you know, the entire season, with the exception of maybe Josh Allen, but he had some turnovers, you know, in that game in which they lost to the Patriots. So I think people need to, like, lower their expectations and just remember, dominance is not really a thing in the NFL. Like, occasionally we'll see it, but it's certainly not the norm.
Yeah, that's why when you have the Patriots or you have the Chiefs who win multiple Super Bowls in a short period of time, and it's a big deal because it's so hard to do in the National Football League. What do we think about the Chiefs right now? Where are the Chiefs? Taylor Swift's album is getting crucified when it comes to reviews. A lot of people don't like
it.
I've heard that. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's getting crushed. Yeah. Travis came out, got a touchdown early. Nice job, Travy. You and your wood. But I will say, after that first touchdown, or was the second touchdown, where there was a flag thrown, and I think it was the first touchdown when it was 7-0 Chiefs, and Mahomes and Kelsey went immediately over to the officials, and they're arguing about the call. They picked the flag up. I was like, I am so tired of these guys. So I'm being biased here. But Kansas City sitting at 2-3. Look, they're a team you don't want to face in the postseason, but they still got to get there, and they got the Lions coming up.
Yeah, I think that's probably the bottom line for me, is that everybody is still going to be a little afraid of the Chiefs if they make it to the postseason. But the problem is when you're one of the marquee teams in the NFL, you are going to play a tough schedule. And I think that's the tough part for the Chiefs, is that this year they have played a lot of tough teams, and it doesn't get super easier, especially when the teams in your division have improved noticeably. Because like, it's not just going to be the Chiefs Invitational, it feels like, winning the AFC West every single year, because now you have the Broncos, who have one of the best defenses in the NFL. You've got the Chargers, who I know their offensive line is really banged up, but still, it is a quality team, and it just feels like the margin between the Chiefs and the rest of the AFC West is getting getting closer.
No, there's no question about that. So the gap is narrowing. Like, it's narrowing right there, But I mean, the Chiefs certainly have the talent, they have the coaching, and you can see on some of their drives where, you know, those quick short passes to all that explosive talent that they have, like a Xavier Worthy or even Travis Kelce, is still effective at his age. It's just Andy Reid able to scheme these guys open and make that offense dangerous. Some critical mistakes last night that they need to clean up, but just because I may not like Kansas City, I might be tired of them and have Chiefs fatigue, I'm not going to suddenly act like they're not a good football team. Coming up this weekend, we get the Chiefs-Lions, Sunday Night Football. The Jags will welcome the Seahawks. We also have baseball to talk about, where the Dodgers down the Phillies last night at the Citizens Bank Park. 4-3, Dodgers -130 on the money line. Total set at 7.5. The under just hits. Scoreless in the seventh. Dodgers start generating runs. It's 3-0 when Shohei steps up to the plate.
Ohtani hits it sharply through for a base hit. This is going to bring in another run. Muncy will score. Over to third goes Smith. And the Dodgers are rolling offensively now.
Call courtesy of TBS. It's 4-0 LA, but the Phillies start to threaten in the ninth inning. They pull within one. They've got a runner on second, Nick Castellanos. And then the Dodgers pull off the wheel play where the Phillies were going to bunt. That's what the Dodgers anticipated. They did. So Max Muncy charges the plate, grabs the bunt, turns and throws it to third base where Mookie Betts was covering. So he tagged out Nick Castellanos. That was huge. That was a play suggested by Betts when those guys were huddling, which ended up sort of turning away that Phillies rally. And so here we are now, Philadelphia, one of the favorites with the Dodgers to win the World Series, Chelsea, but they are in a huge hole and their big bats aren't hitting at all.
Absolutely. You look at the top of the lineup, Trey Turner for the postseason hitting 143. Kyle Schwarber has yet to register a hit. Bryce Harper hitting 143, Alec Bohm 167. Meanwhile, you look at the top of the Dodgers lineup, and it's like Ohtani doing it every night. Mookie Betts had a hit in this game. Teoscar Hernandez feels like he's hitting home runs every single night as well. But it just feels like last night was like the complete package for the Dodgers. Like their bullpen came in and almost blew it, and we knew that that was going to be like maybe their Achilles heel coming into the postseason. But it shored up things having elite and flawless defense in the biggest moments of the game, because the Phillies, you know, came on strong in the ninth inning. But not only was it that great play for third base, it was also the final out of the game where Freddie Freeman made an amazing play at first base to keep his foot on the bag despite a bad throw from Tommy Edman. So maybe not flawless, but my point being is that the defense came up big when it absolutely mattered. And I feel like the story for the Phillies, it's too little too late. Like, you got to start scoring runs before the ninth inning, and you got to start winning games before the third game of the series. It's a five-game series.
Yeah, and it's play these guys. These guys, you know, in the middle of the lineup, like Schwarber, like Turner, like Bryce Harper, who we've seen this now for a couple years, where in big moments they just have not delivered, you know? And so that's a real issue for these guys. And now, I mean, my God, you go to L.A., you're down 0-2, you have to win three straight. I mean, is this series over? They had to get one at home, right?
It does feel over. And this is what we've seen from the Phillies. It's crazy. On paper, this team looks like they should be the favorites to win the World Series. And I do think they were one of the favorites before the postseason started. It's just, they even said this on the broadcast last night. I was like, whoa, dagger out of nowhere. They were like, and the top of the lineup fails to perform, feels like something we've been saying for the last 3 years. Because normally the broadcast tries to keep it like pretty straight across.
Yeah.
But you're like, even they're noticing. You know, it's something that cannot be avoided. And here's the thing. These are the guys that you pay big money, and these are the guys you're supposed to be counting on. Like, not everybody has a Dodgers lineup where, like, even the last guy in the lineup for the Dodgers is hitting .429 this postseason. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a normal thing. So it just stinks for the Phillies, because normally you say, okay, if Lizardo comes out here and shoves, which he did, six innings, two earned runs, which I think both of those were cash in by the reliever, and he had five strikeouts. That's all you can ask from your starter. And hell, even the bullpen was pretty good. I know it was Kirkering that came in and gave up those earned runs, but still, you give up four runs to the Dodgers, that is a game you should be, you know, close to winning, because the Dodgers have a great lineup.
Yeah, game three tomorrow night in L.A. Also, last night in Milwaukee, the Brewers take care of business against the Cubs 7-3. Brewers -125 on the money line. The overhits total set at 8. The jumps or the Cubs jump all over Aaron Ashby early on. Three runs in the first inning, but then the Brewers answer right back.
Middle finger on your left hand.
Contreras with a drive to left field, and the Brewers have the lead.
Andrew Vaughn, 1-for-3 with that long ball and 3 RBI. Then Jacob Mizorowski comes in, pitches 3 innings of shutout baseball. Jackson Churio, 2-for-4 with a homer. Wilson Contreras, 2-for-4 with a home run. So the Brewers now 1 win away from winning a postseason series for the first time since 2018 when they made the NLCS. What a great response in the bottom of the first.
Oh, absolutely. And now I feel stupid for not playing the Brewers on the run line. Because, Jenks, this has been like an auto bet for us for most of the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. The Brewers had the best run differential in all of baseball by a wide margin. This is what we saw during the regular year, where they score a ton of runs, and it takes a lot of stress off the pitching rotation. Because when you have a couple runs to work with, like, you're pitching a lot looser, especially in these postseason games. So it's just been smooth sailing for the Brewers. You know, even giving up that early home run, it's never too much for a team that can score all these runs.
Yeah, really disappointing from Imanaga, who showed it was so good early on, but late in the season has faltered in a big way, and especially last night. Coming up next year on the show, we're going to stay on the diamond and bring in our friend Gabe Lax, who covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. It is the Daily Tip on Fat MGM Network. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
App today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Great to be with you on a Tuesday. Get the week going here. Michael Jenkins, Chelsea Messenger coming up. The Yankees have their backs against the wall against Toronto. We'll get more insight on that series and more when we talk with Gabe Lax from USA Today. Oh, Chelsea, my lucky day. Guess what I just got in my email inbox? That's right. $5 off my next purchase at Best Buy. Thanks, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, don't go out of your way here. There's nothing like $5 off when you're spending $1,000 on electronics. Do these things ever sway you? Like, I'm someone who, when I get stuff like this, I'm like, unsubscribe. Like, I'm almost insulted. $5, okay. In this economy? No. But some people, you know, they get a deal, could be a 5% off. I guess it depends on the deal, But if you're giving me $5 off for something that's generally pretty expensive, that's not moving the needle for me.
I feel like I get these type of deals all the time for either my credit cards or like Bank of America, where they're like, 10% off your total purchase at Ray-Ban. It's like, great, I don't need sunglasses. And it's like 10% off. Like, okay, thanks for these $3 off like this $45, you know, dollar pair of sunglasses. So you're right. I think it's just to get you in the store. Because some people, if they have a coupon, they will find a way to use it. But that's the plan for these companies, is they get you in the doors.
When's the last time you were at Best Buy? Been a minute.
I think I got my mom a computer a while back. And like, okay, she likes desktops. So like, that's the place to go if you like technology from like 2005.
Get yourself a Gateway, something like that, sits on top of your desk. Oh, there's one here in D.C. I'll go in from time to time because I do love electronic stuff, but it's going to be a while, and the $5 is not going to sway me. I'd rather take that money and maybe put it on a baseball game tonight. So let's talk about what's going to happen tonight and throughout the playoffs as we bring in our good friend Gabe Lax, Major League Baseball writer for USA Today. Gabe, good morning to you, and I'll ask this very simply. Are the Phillies losing this series against the Dodgers because their big hitters just have gone so cold?
Largely, yeah. You're talking about a really big three there, Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. This can happen in the postseason. This can happen in a small sample. And as you get into the playoffs and the margins are so thin, it's also kind of exposed to Rob Thompson managerially. He caught a fairly good amount of heat for his maneuvers last year when they fell to the New York Mets in a four-game division series. Kind of got outflanked by Dave Roberts in game one, where he ended up with some really bad pitching matchups that Teoscar Hernandez exploited for a three-run homer, and then they were able to pull away and win the game. Those little things just tend to add up a little bit, but, you know, everything looks bad when your stars aren't hitting. And, I don't think those guys have had so much as an extra base hit so far in this series. It all goes quiet really quick. And again, the opposite of that is things can turn on a dime. You know, you can get a walk and a blast. And all of a sudden, you know, the notion of those guys struggling can kind of be in the past and you have a chance to win a ball game. But, it's awfully hard to do what they like to do when you're talking about, you know, Bryce Harper being 1-for-7. Talking about Kyle Schwarber 0-for-7, and then Trey Turner 1-for-7. That's short circuited, and the bottom of the lineup just doesn't have the juice to kind of pick up the slack.
Yeah, and meanwhile, on the flip side, like, it does feel like a tough draw to face the Dodgers in the divisional round, but this Dodgers lineup almost feels like inevitable, where every single day they're going to score at least 4 runs. And it's not even top heavy. Like, their first 3 batters are probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. But then you have guys like Kike Hernandez, who just turns it on in October. You have Max Muncy, who came in as a pinch hitter last night and got a big hit as well. So it just feels to me like this Dodgers lineup, you can count on every single night of the week. But let me ask you this. Are the problems in their bullpen enough to be worried about in this series?
I don't think so. I feel like Dave Roberts got extremely cocky last night. he's wanting to rehab all of his guys, you know, and that's a laudable thing. And, you know, October is a month. It's crazy. And relievers can go from unbeatable to unable to get a guy out to back to being unbeatable again. And, he wanted to get Emmett Sheehan right last night. And he did. 2 innings, 1 run, 2 really big innings when Blake Snell, you know, gave him 6 really strong innings. And so the easiest thing in the world would be just to, hey, let's give the ball to Roky Sasaki in the 9th. He's been untouchable, you know. But no. Let's try to get Blake Treinen back on the beam here, you know. And it darn near cost him the game, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, how deep is this going to go? Is he going to try to get Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates back in the circle of trust? You know, let's try to win a game here. It's It's crazy. And, you know, he did raise the point that, okay, Sasaki has only just been in the bullpen for, you know, a couple weeks. You know, has he even pitched 2 out of 3 days in, you know, in his career ever? I don't believe so. So, yeah, you could see how he might have wanted to stay away from Sasaki until absolutely necessary. But nonetheless, you know, you've got the ability to go up 2-0 in Philly in this division series, you know, in what is basically the World Series a couple weeks early, you know. And so I think every Dodger fan was wincing when they saw Blake Trinan and trot in, and the worst nightmare was almost realized.
Gabe, I know there's been so much focus on, you know, Phillies and Dodgers that Milwaukee's sort of been like, hey, what about us? Look at us right over here. Are people going to finally start paying attention to what the Brewers are doing?
Man, it's about that time.
Yeah,
there's not
right?
many teams left when you get down to the League Championship Series, and they're 1-1 away from getting there. I've never poo-pooed these Brewers. I've never said, they're not legit. But you also just don't know. And I still feel like we kind of don't know about these guys just because the Cubs are simply out of gas. You know, Matthew Boyd hit the wall right after the All-Star break. Shota Imanaga, same kind of thing. You know, he's never pitched this long in a season before and, you know, gone into a playoff situation. So, you know, they jumped on those guys in the first inning of both games and, you know, were able to kind of, you know, gain that leverage, gain that upper hand and ride it out. But my gosh, you know, you're talking, you know, Jackson Churio and William Contreras combined 9 hits so far. Unbelievable. You know, Andrew Vaughn, off the scrap heap, he hit a little bit of a wall earlier, in the season after this really nice resurgence after the Brewers kind of, you know, fixed him a little bit. But man, massive home run last night, absolute game changer. And then, Christian Yelich also banging out 4 hits as well. It all looks really good right now, but it also kind of has to be put in the context of this was a Cubs team that wasn't particularly deep to begin with and just came off a 3-game battle in their own little wild card series. So, I look at the fact that they had to use a bullpen game in Game 2 in the second playoff game that they played, you know, this year as not a particularly great sign. You know, if they felt that good about Quinn Priester, they would have started him in a Game 2 instead of a Game 3. You know, a lot of jokes about the Dodgers last year, you know, spending $300+ million on payroll and having to resort to bullpen games. And, you know, that was kind of crazy, but that was their Game 4. You know, okay, that's fine. You know, you've gone through, your Yamamoto's and all that. You're going to use a bullpen game in Game 4, whatever, you know, we'll get past that. But, you know, here's a team that's been resting for a month and they're rolling out a bullpen game in Game 2. I don't think that's the best sign when you get into the best-of-7 format, just because, you know, how thick is their pitching? You know, how will they match up, especially against the Dodger team that, you know, all of a sudden is just overflowing with pitching. They don't even have enough innings to get the Cy Young Award winners and future Hall of Famers in the game. So it's I say the Brewers are legit, but also hold a little back in reserve just to see, you know, what they might do against the Dodgers team. And the exciting thing is we're about to find out. This is this would be a David Goliath, you know, mid-market scrappy team versus, the big bucks behemoth from the coast. So it's, I will definitely look forward to that just to see, you know, let's see exactly what the Brewers have going here.
We got to talk about the Blue Jays and the absolute beatdown that they have been putting on the New York Yankees. So now New York is one loss away from their season ending. But tonight, at least the odds makers have some faith in the Yankees. They are big favorites tonight at home. How should Yankees fans be feeling tonight in this deciding Game 3?
Yeah, I mean, pretty good because Carlos Rodon pitched with the team's back to the wall last week against the against the Red Sox. Pitched really well. They came back, It's tough to say that they can make it all the way back. You know, I think they do win tonight. I think Rodon, you can kind of he can kind of be that guy. You put it on his shoulders and he gets it done. You know, Shane Beaver, a bit of an unknown still. You know, a nice handful of starts down the stretch, but you know, you face all those left-handed hitters in Yankee Stadium, and all of a sudden, you know, the Ben Rices of the world and the Trent Grishams and maybe even an Austin Wells, you know, a little bit more favorable of a matchup for them. So, you know, I think they get, you know, assuming that there's any juice in the Yankee Stadium crowd after that beatdown, I think they get, you know, a nice little bump from their home crowd. I think Rodon shuts it down. But if I'm a Yankee fan, I do feel kind of you know, highly discouraged about the notion of coming back now down you know, down 2-0. You know, I think maybe they you know, maybe they tie the game, but I tie the series, but I can't see them winning a game 5 in Toronto with the way the Blue Jays were hitting there. Just kind of insane. And you know, you want to see stars you want to see stars do their thing in the playoffs for as much as you know, as the Ernie Clements of the world and, you know, and the Davis Schneiders and all that are neat little stories. You know, for Vlad Guerrero to have 6 hits and 9 at bats, including a, you know, a home run to start the scoring and then a grand slam in game 2, you know, that's pretty awesome. You know, this guy is basically Mr. Canada. And, you know, his playoff sample was so small that you couldn't exactly say, oh, he's not a postseason player. You know, the Blue Jays have been 2 and out in his past three appearances. So for that guy to get his feet on the ground and start raking is really cool, and obviously makes the Jays a very live presence in these playoffs. But I do think the Yankees salvage one tonight, even for as grim as things look right now.
Okay, we got a couple minutes remaining. Is there any chance for the Tigers, or is it a matter of time before the Mariners close this thing out?
Yeah, it's the battle. I don't want to call this a slap fight necessarily, because both of these teams are better than that. The Mariners are definitely better than that, and I feel like the Tigers have been able to kind of like drag them down into the mud a little bit. Comerica is not an easy place to play. That place has kind of gone nuts. You know, 43,000 strong. You know, Jack Flaherty starting a playoff game, I would have pause in almost any situation. But at the same time, you know, this Mariners team, as improved as it is offensively, I still think they can be pitched to. And, you know, they can, you know, again, it's a matter of suppressing the stars. You know, Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, both 4-for-9, both with big extra base hits in this series. So that's, you know, that is a problem. But you get beyond that, and I think they can be pitched to. You give up 2 home runs to Jorge Polanco, that left them back in the series. You hate to see that. But, oh, gosh. The Tigers so similarly punchless. So it's you know, those 5. I think the Jays probably win it, but you know, I think the Tigers have just enough and can remember that mojo of remember back in June when we were good, you know, and maybe we'll see, you know, Tarik Skubal in a game 5 on the road. That would be fun. I think they get to that point, but I think the Mariners probably will have one more good offensive game in them to kind of win the series. But definitely not over by any stretch of the imagination.
You can check out his fine work as the Major League Baseball writer for USA Today. It is our good friend Gabe Lax. Gabe, always love your insight and having you on the show. Thank you so much.
And don't sleep on Best Buy. You can get $5 you can get towards a cell phone charger or something, you know?
That's you can get true. Some batteries.
Yeah. I'm glad someone's stepping up. And you know what? I like Circuit City as well. Don't forget about those guys.
My gosh, yes.
Thank you, Gabe. All right, have a good one. Coming up next on the show, what a charge into our bets for tonight. Where are we going to go? No football? We sort of like the baseball card? Maybe some hockey? We're going to tell you where. We're going to talk with the Dongster. All that is coming up next here on the Daily Tip. And it is here on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. Great to have you with us. I'm Jinx. She is Chelsea. Coming up, Bet Sweats. Our favorite bets, Donkster as well. Chelsea, I forgot to tell you this. On, what was it, Friday? Yeah, Friday. So I was waiting for the lovely Catherine to get back from Gatorland in Orlando. A little site visit for work where they're having a huge get-together, a post-conference get-together here in a few months. So she was down and back in like 24 hours. So I said, okay, when you get back, we'll meet. We'll go have drinks somewhere. It's kind of an evening together, which was really nice. And so until then, I went down the street until our reservation opened up, and I just sat at the bar. I haven't been at this bar in a while, but I know everyone there. And so I was just sitting there and saying hello and just waiting for Catherine to get close. And so there's a guy next to me, and this happens all the time, where someone will strike up a conversation, and I have never handed out so much life advice in my life. Like, where I felt really bad. Like, I'm like, am I talking this guy's ear off? I'm trying to shift the conversation, like, what do you do? How are things going? Nice to meet you. And it was just like, so how important do you think looks are in a relationship? So I answer that question. Okay, well, this is the job I have now, but I have a passion for this. What do you think I should do? And I answer that question. And he said, okay, well, so you've been in a relationship before in your 20s. I was like, I have. Do you think a long-distance relationship can work? And, I mean, it wasn't just making conversation. Like, he was just captive audience. And then I would say something, he'd be like, Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, you know. And like, I'm just some random dude. And by the end, I'm like, I'm trying to help, but also I am not an expert on any of these issues. I'm just trying to help. And so I hope he took away something, but it was kind of strange because I kind of caught myself like, I'm not just vomiting information, right? Like, he just keeps asking questions. I don't know. I think he just needed someone to talk to.
Well, it's wild to me how, like, social norms are so different in bars. And, like, especially when people start drinking, people want to ask the important questions. Like, yeah. I feel like I've had these discussions with random girls in line for the bathroom where they're, like, telling me their whole life story. And you're like, I don't even know this girl, but sure, I'll chime in. Break up with him. He sucks. So I don't know what it is about bars, but, like, I think this is part of the charm. Is it, like, you go to a bar and it feels like some of the, I don't know, like inhibitions are peeled away. I don't know if this guy was drinking. Maybe that was part of it.
Barely.
But it does feel par for the course in bars. Like, people do this all the time.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad just based on the story I got He was from, or he'd come down from New York City. He was a young kid. I mean, he was probably like 24, something like that. And he had a nice job, and he had just moved to Arlington in Virginia, which is right outside D.C., and he had come to the city for like a hot second and was just popping in to have a drink. But I just felt like there was probably a lot going on. He was trying to figure things out. And also, it's tough when you move from a place, you know, that you enjoy or that you're from. You move to a new city, and you're trying to get to know people, and I think probably that had something to do with it as well. And also, I'm older. Maybe that was part of it, but maybe I'll just become a part-time counselor. Do that.
Ah, yes, because you were alive during all these times, and you have so much wisdom from being on this earth
exactly.
that long. but at least he is open to advice.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the worst thing usually about talking to people who are like in their 20s is that they think they know it all. So it is refreshing for somebody to respect advice from his elders.
Well, also when I'm not offering it, like, I wasn't just like, let me tell this kid how it is.
You know? Let me tell you something, kid.
You have no idea what's coming. There's a storm coming. It's called life, all right, and there's no escaping it. And I got some game on, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll help. I'm not trying to bother you. But nice guy, Ryan, I believe was his name. So I hope Ryan is doing well. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? I don't know, but I guarantee they're going to have a take on last night's Monday Night Football game, Bet Sweats, Chiefs and Jags. I'm curious to hear what Sammy P thinks about the Chiefs. We were on opposite sides last night, but we were talking about what we believe or who we believe the Chiefs are now, and we don't know. They're very fascinating. One of the more fascinating cases, I feel like, in the NFL where you have this talent. Nobody expected a 2-3 start. Now you've got the Lions coming to town. You're a good football team, but how good are you? So maybe we'll ask him about that. One thing I do know is that we aren't a fan of the card today, Chelsea, but we got to come up with something.
Time to place your bets.
My advice to you is please give us a dub.
Well, I will try my best. As I mentioned, I'm not a huge fan of anything today, but this is the bet that I can make the strongest case for. So we're going to go with Shane Bieber, starting pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays today, over his outs prop of 14.5. It's pretty juicy over at BetMGM at minus 155, but this is all the way up to minus 168 at some other places. So maybe some value there. But my point being is that this does not feel like a quick hook situation for the Blue Jays. They're up 2-0 on the Yankees, and they've had plenty of run support. And plus, Shane Bieber is their big midseason acquisition that they got the trade deadline for these very situations. Like Shane Bieber, they add him because they said, hey, like this is a guy that's pitched in the postseason in the biggest of moments. And hell, he's even pitched at Yankee Stadium back when he was with, I think it was the Indians back then, back when he was with Cleveland in 2022. And he's pitched well. Last time he went to the Bronx, he struck out 7, 5 2/3, and only gave up 2 earned runs. So I think he gets to 15 outs here. I think he gets to 5 innings. Why would you yank him early, especially when you have a 2-game cushion? And plus, he's one of your best starters. I think maybe he doesn't shut down the Yankees, but I think he is just fine. He gets through 5. Let's go over his outs prop of 14.5 for minus 155.
Let's go. Okay. I looked at the baseball card today, and I leaned Mariners, Tigers. I leaned Mariners money line. I just don't have a good feel for anything baseball related today. But guess what? We get hockey tonight. 3 games on the schedule in the NHL. So get ready for a lot of hockey bets that maybe you didn't ask for. I got one for you. And even this one, I'm like, I don't know. Let's go Rangers. 3-way money line. It's minus 134. What does that mean? It means they need to win in regulation. That is the 3-way money line. If it goes to overtime tied, you lose, but you get to lay less juice. So that's the advantage there. That is the trade-off. This is a Penguins team that is old. Have you ever heard the names Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby? Yes, you have. They've been around since the days when the Beatles were around, like we were talking about earlier. They've been around forever. They're as old as me, okay? But going back to last season, they had a goal differential, the Penguins did, of minus 50. They give up a ton of shots, a ton of goals. Last year, they allowed 287 goals. That ranked 29th in the league. So I'm always looking for an advantage between the pipes. I listen to different hockey bettors, and that's a very small niche, and they go really into the metrics, and you certainly can. You want to find out who's playing, who's not, you know, the different line combinations, all that goes into that. Sometimes you can really simplify it by looking at the guys between the pipes. It's certainly something I do, and the Rangers have the advantage here. Igor Shesterkin, not the best record last season, disappointing year for the Blue Shirts in 2024, but he did have a goals against average of 2.86. Also, Pittsburgh on the road last year, and this game is at the Garden. Pittsburgh on the road, 13-21-7. So they were bad away from home. I like the Rangers to win it in regulation. So let's go Rangers, three-way money line, minus 134.
Ah, you're right. I didn't ask for hockey bets, but we got them anyway.
Got him. Had to do it. Okay, Dogster, you make it quick. We got to talk to Sammy P. What's on your mind?
This Sunday on the season premiere of Matlock, Kathy Bates is back as a sassy 77-year-old lawyer looking to show Cal Raleigh that she's the real big dumper.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that's the storyline.
It is if you watch the way I do. Sound off. Hitting the rewind button again and again. And watching Kathy shake it all the way to the courtroom as she wins another trial. Case closed.
All right. That's enough, Dogster.
Double D knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yes. We get it. Can you please give us a bet?
Seattle. Money line, minus 130 against the Tigers.
God, you get worse every day. Okay, Kathy Bates getting some serious run on this show, along with Best Buy. Wow, what a combination. Here's a guy I always buy stock in, Sammy P, getting ready for bet sweats. Good morning, Sammy P. How you doing? What is your take on Kansas City after last night?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out who's good. Is Baltimore good? No, they're not good. Is Buffalo good? Yes. New England's decent. Kansas City's incomplete. Penn State, though, Double D, very, very bad. I do know that.
Oh, that was unfair. And I'm
out of nowhere.
Was it? Was it unfair?
You didn't say anything about Texas.
Well, Texas is bad.
Yeah, well.
Not Penn State bad, but they're down there together.
You have Cooper Manning's kid. What do you expect? He's not Peyton or Eli's kid.
No, that's true. I think I'd rather have Cooper at this point. Mm. Yeah, moving forward, that's a possibility. We got some eligibility left. I know. Double D.
What do you think of the Jags, though? Can we ask about the Jags? Like, are they a good team?
Their defensive coordinator, Campanile, is awesome. And I mean that whole play where they pick Mahomes off at the goal line and go 99 yards, that changes the game. That's what they do. They remind me a lot of Lovey's Bears. I don't know how they keep turning you over, but they keep finding a way.
And let me ask you about this, too, because we were discussing this as well. Is Trevor Lawrence to the point where he can still take a next step under Liam Cohen? Like, he's crazy to watch, because if he's not falling over or throwing a pass past the line of scrimmage, you know, he'll throw a dart, take off with his legs. I mean, you see the talent there, but can he continue to sort of get towards his ceiling, or is this who he is?
I think it is who he is.
Yeah.
I was also laughing at Liam Cohen, laughing at Trevor Lawrence falling to the ground, like just how they scripted it up. Fall down and then score. He might not have to take that next step if this defense can keep doing what it's doing. I thought he was fine. As long as he doesn't turn the ball over, that team has a chance to win.
Yeah. When Liam Cohen is saying, oh, it was kind of a goofy play, I'm like, you're saying that? You? Liam Cohen? All right. Sammy P, good to see you as always. Have a great show, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Goodbye, Sammy P.
Dogster, whoa, hey, end of the show. That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jenks and the entire crew. We have a great crew here. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.